Hello everyone, welcome back to the Principles of Macroeconomics course. We're beginning Unit 4 with the Aggregate Production Function. So let's kind of review what the production function is. Economic organizations transform inputs, factories, office buildings, machines, labor with a variety of skills, intermediate inputs, and so on, into outputs or products. So organizations, companies, firms that manufacture things or put products out into the market for sale, use the inputs, raw materials, labor, etc., to create these outputs, these final products that will be put on sale at the market price. For example, Boeing owns factories, they hire workers, they buy electricity and avionics, and they use them to produce aircraft. American Express is a credit card business that uses computers, buildings, labor, and small amounts of plastic to produce payment services. For another example, Pfizer, a pharmaceutical company, hires scientists as well as MBAs and other scientists or people related to that industry to develop, produce, and then market their products. So you can see that there is multiple things that are used inside the production function. These inputs are used inside the production function to create the outputs, and you can see that by the examples. For an economy as a whole, we might think of all the labor and capital used in the economy as producing GDP, or gross domestic product, which is the total value of goods and services. A production function is a mathematical relation between inputs and outputs that makes the idea concrete. Here in the example of the equation, y equals af times k and L, right, where Y is output, that's the real GDP, K is the quantity of physical capital, which is plant, property, and equipment, also known as PPE, used in production. L is the quantity of labor, and A is the measure of productivity of the economy. And as those move, particularly the physical capital used and the labor used, your productivity will increase or decrease based on the mix of labor and physical capital. From the simple production function y equals f, which is standard for function, l and k, labor and capital resources, again, we can identify three sources of growth. One, an increase in labor, an increase in capital assets, and a change in the function. The first two represent growth of the factors of production. So labor may increase if the population grows, if we have more individuals in the workforce, or if unemployment falls, then labor will increase or decrease accordingly. As production or capital assets increase in investment, those are typically large, but as the capital assets that you provide in your initial kind of development phase, then you will have a larger savings. So if you have larger raw material already in inventory, and you start the production of some product, your savings will be greater because you won't have to make as big of an investment in initial raw materials. So you'll have a savings that'll be rather large if you can start with a large quantity of raw materials or inputs. So the function or the need may not be the same function over time. It is possible that Y increases even though L and K are fixed. So when the function changes or the variable F changes so that the same amount of the factors of production will produce more output, we say we have technological progress or productivity growth. So you can see that productivity increases when labor and capital assets remain the same, but productivity grows up, increases, then you can say maybe that is correlated to technological progress, right? So that is going to equate to greater productivity growth. With technological process or progress, MPL and MPK will typically increase for given values of L and K, that is, though productivity of the factors increase. Now, let's look at education and growth in human capital. These are important aspects of the growth in GDP. Human capital is treated in different ways in the literature that you'll find in the text. You can think of human capital as being included in K. This is the view in which we make an investment into education. You'll see that a lot of companies, a lot of firms are providing tuition assistance for their employees that go back and maybe receive an associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or master's degree. A lot of companies want their employees to further their education, so they'll be a more valuable asset to that organization over time. So you can see that the investment into education will potentially increase the productivity of the labor force. So we'll view that as a production function as well. You can add another variable into the production function where this is H. H is the amount of human capital and K amount of physical capital. The amount of human capital may affect the function. The more human capital we have, the more that can be produced from the same amount of labor and capital. So the more that we invest into these things, the more productivity we'll have. With this view, increasing the amount of human capital will lead, again, to greater productivity growth.